little bit more about the design build component of the complaint as it relates to the state budget, and how crazy do you think what must have been happening, given the fact that this budget was negotiated not a month ago, presumably Skelos moving as a target. Also, if you draw the parallel with the case against Silver and how you consistently said that the process in which public money gets doled out is problematic.
Yeah, I'm not going to draw any comparison or parallel. I think the case speaks for itself, and all the cases speak for themselves through our charging documents. So with respect to what you ask about design build, there's a paragraph in the complaint that I can't quote verbatim, but I just directed to that. Yeah.
This is not, I don't think, part of the charge, but if you could clarify, on page 10 you talk about how since 1994, Dean Skelos received $2.6 million in payments from his law firm that actually did their work, which shows off the similar to what Shelly Silver was accused of doing. But is that illegal, or is this just...
Yeah, let me make clear that with respect to that paragraph in the complaint, there is no allegation against the firm or with respect to that. That's factual background for the purposes of explaining the charges here. Yeah.
Sir, the point of a burner phone is usually that law enforcement doesn't know about it. How did your investigators find out that Adam Skelos was using the phone?
I have great investigators, and I'm not going to reveal that to you. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good question. You know, we make decisions about how to address conduct by individuals we come across in our investigations. And we take into account a lot of things, including their level of culpability, including the need for deterrence, including personal circumstances, including the type and quality of testimony that they may provide. And in rare circumstances, and there's one here, we agree to a non-prosecution agreement. I'm not going to go into the particular deliberations that went into the decision here with respect to the person you're talking about. But as I've said before, and I've said here at this podium, those are serious issues that we deliberate on. And sometimes when the overall interests of justice counsel in favor of giving a non-prosecution agreement to an individual, we'll do that. And we did that here. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about who else is being looked at or beyond what's in the complaint. You can speculate, but I'm not going to do that. Yeah.
You previously, on a corruption indictment, said to advise us to stay tuned. Are you telling us the same today? We expect more indictments involving corruption?
I think implicit at the end of any comment I might make from this podium is you should stay tuned. You should stay tuned to our cyber cases, you should stay tuned for our terrorism cases, you should also stay tuned for our public corruption cases. There were public corruption cases pending in the office when I arrived. There will be public corruption cases, fortunately or unfortunately, pending when I leave. So you should stay tuned because there's... I'm not going to comment on what specific kinds of things are going on, but you know we have a public corruption unit which we're not intending to disband. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about other charges we may be pursuing. If you have a question about the charges that we have pursued, as evidenced in today's complaint, happy to talk about that. Yeah.
Is there a reason, like in the Silver case as well, you're revealing the charges before you're bringing the indictment? I know in the past, the indictment and the complaint kind of come together. Is there a reason you're being separated?
If you look at all the cases that we bring in this office, many, 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 and I think it's 1,000 or more a year, hundreds are brought by complaint, hundreds are brought by indictment initially. It depends on the circumstance. It depends on the state of the investigation. It depends on what we think is important to be known. So I wouldn't read anything into that. The next one might be brought by, and in fact, there have been public corruption cases that have been brought by indictment initially and others by complaint, and I wouldn't read anything into that at all. Someone who hasn't, yeah. You know, I have some information about that. I can't remember what's in the complaint and what's not, so I would just direct you to the complaint on that. Sorry. Yeah.
You have basically an unprecedented situation. The leaders of both houses in Albany, you know, facing corruption charges. I'm wondering if you can comment. comment generally about Albany, what it says about the state. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've said a lot about what it says about the state of corruption and the problem, so I don't think I need to elaborate on that here, and I think the complaint speaks for itself. Patty.
Normally we put out a press release. I'm just wondering if that has anything to do with the fact that the federal judge sort of chastised the office for staying.
We put out a press release.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, you should arrive early, Patty.
I don't think they're there.
It's in the back.
Following up on that, how has Judge Caproni's concern about the publicity surrounding the Silver case affected how you've unveiled this case?
You're asking me at a press conference to talk about a judge's opinion that talked about a press conference? Nice try. Next. Yeah.
The developer involved in this case also had a nonprofit that made large contributions to the Senate Republicans and to other political officials to help them get elected. I wonder if you're looking into any of those contributions to find out whether they were improper in the way.
I'll answer that question in the same way I've answered every other question, seeking to find out what other people who might be investigating or looking at, only to say that you should assume we're looking at everything that's worthy of looking at.
Last question.
Yeah.
You said before that, I mean, in other cases, that, you know, your job is limited to criminal cases, but sometimes the cases show broader policy issues that you should be addressed elsewhere. I was curious, when you look at the charges that you brought here, are there legislative mixes or anything that could have been done in Albany, stop this in the future?
Yeah, I don't think this is the time and place to talk about what reformers might have made sense. I think that, it's good when people look at reforms and people, other people whose job it is to figure out how you might have prevented a bad thing from happening, whether you're talking about it in the cyber context or the terrorism context or the gang context or the gun context, or the same is true in this. I don't think it's any different from anything else. If there are other people who can read the complaint and figure out ways that we can make things better and prevent crime from happening in the future or deterring it, we applaud those efforts. That's all I'll say on that. I've been doing this for 6 years. It's really hard to surprise me at this point. Thanks, everybody.